Hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts as always, Stephen Henry. I'm the one who's never not here. I'm always here. Yeah. Always. Always. Just consider. All right.
You have all of our stuff.
It's a guy who is occasionally not here. It's Matt Williams.
Yeah, Matt Williams. Yeah, I'm here, not here a lot.
Yeah.
More than anybody else, I think, right?
Yeah,
have you missed any, David?
Nope.
Yeah, make sure you shake your head so the listeners can see it.
They can hear the jiggle.
And I hear my fat clapping on my neck. Like, how would that sound? Oh, that was a no. Okay.
Obviously large and in charge sitting across me. David Wayne.
Wayne David Gacy.
Good one.
Okay.
That's a good one to be.
He ain't clowning.
Like, yeah, well, the guy that played him, too, I kind of look like him. Actually, you know, Jared Walker looks like him.
Yeah.
A lot like him. Because that was the guy from Pee Wee Herman's
like,
Big Adventure.
He looks like anybody you don't like. Especially him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jared.
Yeah. Like, you know that kid in town that everyone, like, hated, but you tolerated, kind of?
The beauty of it is you're saying Jared, no one's going to be able to find him. They're not going to be able to search that name. Like, there's no Jared, J-A-R-E-D.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Jared, but I'm saying they're not going to be able to spell it.
Oh, okay. Right. Jahad.
Yeah, his parents did not search engine optimize his name.
Right, yeah, in 86 or yeah. 84.
Just trying to be all original.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to come original, you know.
Always. God, I missed Matt.
Whew, the nervous laughter is back, boys.
Yeah. Speaking of Matt, he's back at Pensacola. You did a little headline show there.
Yeah, headlined Back Porch Bar and Grill. It's the basement of a Days Inn, so you can go check in upstairs, and then you can walk down some creepy stairs into what was formerly the Big Easy Tavern, which was a New Orleans-themed bar, which all the decorations are still there.
It's a basement in a Days Inn.
Yeah.
Can you get any more fucking Pensacola than that? Do they have like a lunch
right
buffet from 2 to 4? Is that where the breakfast buffet is? You have to go down to the basement to get it?
Yeah, is it connected to the like fucking regional airport?
I think there's a shuttle to it.
You're just like surrounded by like fucking blitzed out of their mind pilots.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you're like, funny. I gotta go fly a plane.
okay, one more.
We fly Spirit.
Make it a four horseman.
Gotta get one for the road.
I need a GTN to go.
It's a sky road.
Vroom, vroom.
God damn, we're gonna fly this plane.
Big plane go fast.
Won't let me smoke this flower on the airplane.
Just a basement and a Days Inn.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like a storage closet where they kept all the washing machines and
that's
shit.
That's how it feels.
And then they're like, let's just turn this into a bar.
No, that was that was the first thing I did was I thanked all the empty tables and chairs. And then I turned on the flashlight on my phone, and there's just a gigantic pile of broken chairs off to the side with like all covered in dust and everything, but like nothing in front of it. It was just hanging out. I was like, don't you think you want to do something with this?
Put a tarp on it or bring it to the
right
dump?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a gigantic CRT. Like
they're saving it for the annual bonfire, Matt, where everyone donates their shitty wood products and you just burn it in the middle of a town.
Right. Well, you can take like...
You got to bring your own Ron Rico to feed the flames.
Yeah, exactly. Throwing in books and shit. We don't need these smarty books around here.
Throwing To Kill a Mockingbird and Fahrenheit 451.
We don't take kind of that Michael Moore character either. Let 11-9 get out of here,
bud. I don't take measurements. I don't believe in them.
It was a good show.
Wife asked me about my dick. I'm like, it's enough. Yeah. It's enough inches.
Do you see? We have 8 kids. I'm obviously getting the job done.
Or your boyfriend.
Yeah, sure, it's IVF, but I jerked off into the cup.
I'm just doing the Lord's work. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, yeah. Fuck that multiply part, because I don't know my times tables.
Yeah,
I just imagine some like very disheveled accountant like making a name for himself at this day's end. Like he just goes in with like one of those blueprint tubes.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like, guys, time to shine. Just cracks it
up. Like he's going like to a meeting there, like a yeah. conference at the day's end conference.
No, there's like a meeting with executive leadership.
Is there a conference room upstairs?
You see by the pie charts, you're...
He's trying to put the pin in, but he's too short to get the top pin in. Wait, he's flapping down.
What, is this during a comedy set, or is this just like a dude...
No, that's what
like,
I'm saying. In
telling
regular...
other drunks about how to optimize their...
It's a guy who's trying to get the raise to like get his wife to accept the fucking engagement ring, finally.
Okay. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'll get promoted.
I'm the gays.
Nah, it's only take me 10 years to pay this ring off instead of 15.
How many months salary?
Just like fighting with the pin. He's like, guys, you... Just listen to me. Basement comedy club. Come on. It's a day's in.
Like, I don't know what he's saying, but this shit's hilarious.
Did they have like a regular conference room like upstairs?
Jerry seems very flustered. Well,
yeah, it was like...
Or do they use the basement as a conference room? Like, you know how like hotels you can run out
right,
of a conference
yeah, no,
hall?
There's
or...
no way. All they do is karaoke, bingo night, and then... there's Matt's the like, open
it's
mic
a day's
Tuesday.
In. There was blood on the carpet. Like, in the lobby.
Everything in there is evidence.
Three in the morning rolls around. They just start bringing in the chafing dishes for continental breakfast.
Pretty much.
Like, you guys are supposed to be gone already.
Well, that was... Yeah. So one of the things that they have is they...
it's not a continental breakfast.
No, they push that their menu is like...
It's a national breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's a white national breakfast.
Exactly. White national. They're not doing nothing.
Only
not continental.
Only egg whites.
Where are the bagels? And he just like cocks his Luger. He's like, where's the what?
biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, biscuits and gravy. Exactly.
That's what I thought.
Do you have any lox?
What?
No. I'm in salmon.
We got home fries, faggot.
I'm in on the doors.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure like any comic that's gone through Pensacola and has done the back porch bar and grill, you have mesothelioma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way that I don't.
It sounds like the old Pegasus underground.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Put Remember the old
put
Pegasus?
The old, yeah, put the old Pegasus, put it underground. That's almost the same thing.
I just kind of assumed the earth swallowed it back down. Like, I thought that's what happened to
Yeah, it's the only time I've ever performed in a sinkhole.
No, I mean, Pegasus.
That's like Florida's asshole. Like, you were in the rectum of Florida. You're in this basement.
The dick hole of Florida, because Pensacola's right at the tip.
Like, that one time the manager just went to unlock the door and just like, you guys smell brimstone? Just like,
you guys smell sulfur? He's like, God damn it, where's the mop? Just like Demon Hand comes out with the mop.
Is this room sinking or is it just me? Like,
hey, Ron.
Just cleaning the mirrors and just like screaming fucking... screaming ghosts coming out.
You get back there!
Get back, just beating it with the mop.
It's like ghosts of the black creature figures.
Yeah, like, they're just like, pay your tab.
Why is that picture like, getting higher on the wall?
But I mean, it was a great show. It's a fun venue when, like, you know, when people aren't like screaming over you and shit like that. So
did that happen?
No, it didn't. Thank God. So like, the good and bad thing is that
that's a
like,
high
if
five.
You get more money the more people that are in there, but it's
you get paid.
Yeah, I actually got paid, but like everything is tile in there, so it's just and the bar is in the back, separated from the stage by like 10 yards.
Do you get a plate of chicken wings or what they paid you with? 10 chicken
so.
Wings?
Well, yeah. But no, in the menu, they push like authentic Mexican food. And I think the only reason why
what
they call
that
it that is just that Mexican people cook it. Yeah. That was the only thing I could, like, that's the only thing I could think about it. I was like, no, these just, it's like, oh, you make
it's
it.
It's just Taco Bell.
Guaranteed to give you dysentery.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like Montezuma's Revenge. In Pensacola.
Out of a penne pasta. Like, I feel like I got to shit real bad on this pasta.
Anybody smell blood?
Well, it used to be called the Big Easy.
What water do you cook this in?
Yeah. It was called the Big Easy, but the menu didn't change. So it's still like New Orleans cuisine.
No.
So it's a lot of pasta.
Well, see,
Creole,
like, I think the kitchen's kind of new.
But it's all made by Mexicans, so it's all Mexican.
Yeah, I was like, this is the only reason why they call it authentic.
I've never had clams on the half show, or like oysters on the half show cooked by a Mexican.
The only thing they offer is king cake. just eat all the King Cat.
It's just riddled with baby Jesuses. Yeah. You'll get the baby and you'll get a baby.
Well, like it's a progressive one, like everyone's a winner.
Right, yeah.
The participation all a bunch Jesus. Of an,
yeah. All a bunch of androgynous babies. Nobody knows what they are.
I got them. You got them, you mean.
You got it.
You get free rims for like every eighth purchase. Take these spree wells. Put exactly. on the Mexican
and a
thing.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a good show. It was a lot of fun. I went up like it was funny. I was the
were
cleanest.
Were you about to say
comic.
You went up last?
Yeah,
as a headliner. Did yeah. you really?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not used to it at all. Because like, yeah, I got the headline, but I do not have a headliner mentality
at all. I was like, I had to go last at the open mic. Yeah. Like, no, no, Matt, you were the headliner.
Yeah, I was like, I walked.
Didn't
up,
feel like it.
I walked off. I was like, hey, man, warmed them up for you.
They're like, no, the man you're here to see. And you're like, fuck, I thought it was going up.
Matt's like, am I running the light? Yeah. It's 45. This is the longest 7-minute set I've ever done in my life.
I just kept telling jokes until they
you kept
went
asking, me. Like, every 7, am I good still? How much time I got left? I'm like, right. Keep going.
You got 30 more to make quota.
I didn't cover the drink specials.
I didn't tell them to fill out the comment cards. To tip the wait staff.
Oh.
The bartender lady, she was a chocolatier.
Mm.
And,
French.
Oui. Yeah, she oui.
She was a black French woman.
Oui.
Okay.
Or uh-huh.
No, she was kind of like a Hershey Kiss. She was a chocolatier.
Right.
No, that was her tattoo. She had teardrop tattoos on her.
Yeah. But she was selling chocolate dicks in the back, so that was great. Nice. So every single we all had a joke about chocolate dicks, so that was great. Oh, by the way,
sex parties
so we need,
on the side.
We need to start a beef with a Good Morning Jonestown. It's run by Tony Burkett and Russell Douglas.
Yeah, no one knows who that is.
Who?
They will after this. Fuck them.
Good morning. What?
Fuck him because no one else will.
Good morning. Yeah, good.
I'm not drinking the flavor.
Good. Yeah. Good morning, Jonestown. See, at least you know it's Flavor Aid.
Yeah, my man.
I'm not drinking that shit.
Doesn't
give me the gun.
Yeah,
George Jones. Give me the gun.
Yeah,
or Jim Jones. Sorry.
Doesn't know where student knows what they drink.
Well, it's a mass suicide. Of course, I know about that. I know about all the cults.
Do you?
No.
What do you know about the cult?
Yeah. The band?
Yeah, of course.
They're great.
Awesome.
I was about to say.
I'm trying to think of their song because I only know like 2 songs, but I can't. They're not coming.
I was about to say the only band that matters, but that's not it at all. Yeah. That's the Clash.
Yeah.
I know I've heard of the Cult. I
kept thinking the Cure from the song from fucking Breakfast
too.
Club. That's the thing keeps popping in my head, but that's
Don't
the Cure.
You.
Yeah, that's the only song.
Forget about Dave.
Yeah.
He's even got fingerless gloves.
I got you for 2 months.
The most realistic depiction of marijuana use I've ever seen. When fucking, what's his name, Emilio Estevez does a backflip through a fucking tempered glass window.
No, he screams and it breaks.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
He's just like, ah, and then like the glass shatters. Like,
well, after doing like 30 backflips and like hands-free turnover.
Right.
You know, like you do when you're high.
Right.
Let's get stoned and then like instead of being mellow and relaxed, let's go fucking bananas in a library.
Yeah, let's practice our acrobatics.
Principal just comes in. Hey, Jimboree, not here.
You go down to the flip factory down the street if you're gonna
like,
do that shit.
Yeah, and he was a wrestler in the movie.
Take that shit to Airheads.
He was a wrestler.
You put on your unitard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He should just get high before every fucking event. He would wrestle the shit out of those guys. Or just scream and their organs will explode.
Yeah. All right, another win by homicide.
It turns into like fucking Sindel from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but what's Michael Keegan Hall? No, what's his name?
Michael Anthony Hall.
Michael Anthony Hall. He was, when he was high, he did the best. Put the shades on.
Yeah.
Nice and dark. Like, that's how you're supposed
Bobs
to be.
Bobs his head to some music only
yeah,
he hears.
Some nice chill yeah. music. Not yeah. just fucking yeah. do cartwheels and backflips through a
scream and break a window.
Yeah, he's doing like
somebody throw me a bow staff. <He's>...
That's what you do. You get them high and tell them to go rob a bank.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
That's not going to ruin your anxiety. But yeah, no.
He was the Minnesota Miracle Man.
Yeah, clearly he had no anxiety.
Right. Backhand spring. Backhand spring. But yeah, no, it was a good trip. Let's see.
Did you stay at the Day's End? They give you a free room?
Comp his shit.
Yeah. we can't pay it, but we can give you a free room. Somebody died in.
Here's your keys, Matt. Do you want Mr. Williams?
That's Mr. Williams.
Garcon, can I have the single dead body room, please?
Right. And yeah, and I would like the piece of toast with a Kraft single on it.
Yeah. They don't have avocado toast, so they have Kraft single toast.
Right. And they're like, with or without cinnamon?
I'm going to go with cinnamon.
Thank you. Let's go crazy.
They don't have fucking avocado toast at White Nationalist Breakfast.
No. but it's authentic Mexican, so it may have fresh avocados.
Yes. This is authentic squirrel meat.
They just throw them as like mock grenades. They use them and just like chuck them at each other.
Yeah, you know, like all the eggs deviled.
Oh.
Well, not deviled, pickled. There we go. All pickled. The eggs pickled.
No, they would be deviled if they were at the Black Nationalist breakfast.
Right. Yeah, of course. Right.
Deviled eggs!
Oh, so you mean good?
Yeah, but they'll be made with, like, fucking Miracle Whip, though. Disgusting. I swear to God. Black people are the only ones that eat Miracle Whip. The white people, we like mayonnaise.
Yeah. I never heard that before. That's a hot take.
Yeah. I'm all up on
I don't
think
I've ever heard it either.
I'm all up on the black stereotypes.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, I just know black people don't like mayonnaise, but I never heard about the Miracle Whip.
Yeah, they like Miracle Whip. That's why.
Ah.
It's got that tang.
I've never heard.
That's got a. It sounds like a tangy name. It's like Miracle Whip.
I've never heard jokes about how white people think food is too spicy. That I think that needs to be more of a.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God! This seasoning is great. What'd you use? Salt.
Yeah.
What? That's all they talk about. What are you talking about?
That's a joke.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
Because you hear it every time.
We're still going with the bit. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's why I made that Kavanaugh meme where he's screaming, even the mild's too spicy.
Oh, Brett Kavanaugh, nobody has a take on that either.
Yeah, no.
Especially that presidential text that went out today. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. John J. Murray made a post about it. It was like 10,000 tweets.
I was proud of mine.
Yeah,
this
is actually funny.
That's why I was like 10,001 and put an asterisk.
What was it, the text that launched 10,000 tweets? Yeah. Oh, man.
And another one.
Stop. Well, that's the thing is that he's making a joke about people making a joke about it. So I'm like, it's 10,001.
He's so meta.
Yeah.
I was like, God.
He's very avant-garde.
Touche.
You know.
Right. Avant Dave.
Yeah, that's right. So where did you? So you
Dave avant-garde.
You didn't stay at Days and you stayed with the rest.
Come on.
Yes, yeah, I stayed with my former roommates.
Dave avant-garde.
Oh my God.
What? I don't know French. Bonjour.
You don't know Dave.
Well, bonjour. Well,
bonjour.
What's that from, anyway?
Tom Segura.
It's Tom Segura special.
Damn it.
Paris, Tennessee.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know where I am. So you stayed with your parents. How was that, yeah. Manny?
No, it was great. My mom got me two pairs of shoesies.
Really?
Yeah, I got
like adult shoes.
Yeah, or? I got one pair of adult shoes, and then the other pair I'm wearing right now, my Asics running shoes.
What are you running?
They're
for?
My magic shoes.
Magic shoes.
What are you running?
The fear that the fear that I'm going to hear some lyrics and not be able to put Dave into it.
Born to Dave.
What, Daviophobia? Yeah. You just like make our phobia? You just make up like a. You know, those people that are like afraid of the color yellow and shit?
Yeah. Like super, like uber specific?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, man. There was one that.
You should have Davy Oki.
What?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. It's like just karaoke? Like just yeah, it's in karaoke, the background, but it's just a bunch of pictures of David.
instead of like work, it's like Davey. Like I'm confused. Davey in everything?
No, you don't just David. You have to put Dave. Like yeah it's like David Wayne Spokane class to Dave.
To Dave.
He's talking to himself.
Oh, right, yeah. God. Exactly. Like, I still do
that. Listen to me when I shower? That's like the song I sing.
Really? Davey wants a cracker.
Verbatim. No, I sing it with my
own. Why don't you get off him, Dave?
That's right.
Maybe he wants some wing.
Ever since you started doing that, now I started doing it. It's like a confidence booster. I'm like, Eddie Vedder's singing to me. About me.
Yeah, Davey Oakey.
Yeah, Davey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to find
I feel like I would be like a, I look like I would host karaoke like three nights a week somewhere.
There can't be 2 days hosting karaoke.
It could be only one. It's like Highlander. Yeah.
Have a Dave off.
You and Hines are going to have to get a fist fight.
Oh, God, I forgot he does it too.
Yeah.
I knew a guy in Virginia that did it and his name was Dave. And he kind of looked like me.
I mean, it's a great karaoke name for
either that or hosting trivia.
Right. He wore glasses, and he had like a goatee. You know that guy, and he's kind of a heavy set dude. He kind of was like
kind of a heavy set dude, huh?
Well, he was like my not as big as I am now, but back then,
right?
You know what I mean? So he looked like you know those guys who are, he's just like an elitist because you go to like run down like whole
the
wall.
Elitist with a goatee.
Yes, he's like an elitist music snob, but he like only knows like classic rock.
Right.
But yeah, ugh. And shit like that because...
How come they don't ever come out with new classic rock?
Yeah.
No. Simpsons.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's because he would do it like three nights a week, but at hole-in-the-wall Sticks. Bars.
And they did. It's just called Jet and the Donnas.
The Bangles.
Strokes.
Yeah.
The
Hives.
Like, the Daves.
Yeah.
The Daves. Cobra Starship.
Smiths. Yeah, anyway. But no, he did hole in the wall bar. So like the people there, the clientele, you know, so to say, are just dumb. It'd be like doing karaoke at Pegasus,
right?
So people come up and they're just like, you know, throwing out facts.
You got wagon wheel.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not playing that. You know,
got Red Solo Cup. I just did that for that guy. I would like to sing Red Solo Cup.
No. I would like to sing some Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Do you have any alternatives? Yeah, also Red Solo Cup.
The only duet is Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. It's the only goddamn duet we're allowed to do here.
I put your picture of Dave.
I used to do karaoke with my one roommate, and like her fucking friends would all come with us.
Perfect.
And they were the worst. I called them the Tune Platoon.
Ew.
Yeah.
God,
the Tune Platoon?
Yeah.
Why did I come back?
Or they did cosplay, so I'd call them a Charade Brigade.
Is this in Fatville?
No.
Are you going to tell this at Coconuts?
No.
Seems Fuck like a perfect...
you.
Yeah.
But no, they...
You're so zany.
I just hated these people.
Why'd you hang out with them?
Because I hung out with my roommate.
Oh, okay.
And they were her friends, but like... There was this one kid, I think his name was like Preston or something.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. The guy that ran Bingo, his name was Preston in Pensacola. That's great.
Well, and like he had like that like overly done hair, you know, like where he's clearly putting in like leave-in conditioner and shit. Like he's way too taking care of his hair.
Okay.
And he's singing shit from musicals. And he's like, well, I've got this girlfriend. I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm like, you just sang a song from fucking Chicago, and it was a woman's song.
Yeah.
Like, you're...
By a lady.
Dude, I can see your butt plug from here.
Don't
say
be good to mama and expect me to think you're fucking her.
Right, yeah. Like, maybe you're fucking her boyfriend, but...
Yeah.
There was one time,
she's
I swear
pegging
to God,
you.
He brought an umbrella as a prop and twirled it around while he did Razzle Dazzle from Chicago. And I'm like
he only sang
gay!
From
like, so gay! Like, the gays. It's fine that you are, but right. Just come to terms with it.
Yeah.
And now I will sing one of the hit songs from Cats.
Yeah. He's doing Grease.
Yeah. But sing the lady part.
No, he just does like one of the female songs or whatever.
Yeah. So Matt just said.
No, he said the lady part like in a duet.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
He's got lady parts.
But yeah, that was a fun time doing karaoke that way.
Ew. Yeah, there's a gay bar in Pensacola called Cabaret. And that's, yeah, I don't think there's any regular songs that they sing in that. Because I went in there, I was like, oh.
What do you think, death metal's going to be fucking playing? You're going to go on, Guar's going to be on? Like, what are you?
No. Who was I with?
Oh, the Guar is fucking fabulous!
Dude. Like, what? Shout out to Odor Sanger, Sweet Missing. And shout out to the bass player named Beefcake the Mighty.
Oh, so you'll love it, though. Just...
Beefcake the Mighty.
Yeah, dude, that's his name.
All I know about Guar is from Empire Records. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
Mark, you're one of the bands.
He comes with a TV.
We're gonna eat you.
Yeah.
He's like the brownies. He's like,
there's so a good. Oh, what's it's like? It's called the Round Room by what was there's a shit. It's a YouTube series that like they have bands come in. They have to cover some other band song, and Guar. Covered Carry On My Wayward Son.
From Kansas?
Yeah. So it's like nine dudes shoved into this like pretty much like a little tiny closet, and he's like, there's not enough space in here. They just like screaming out.
Brent.
Yeah.
Barely move my goddamn sticks.
Dude, it's hilarious.
The platforms are like too high. They're hitting the roof and shit because they're all dressed up in character.
Right, yeah, they're all in character.
Big shoulder pads.
Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious.
Bumping into each other. Stop rubbing shoulders with me.
You got me in the eye.
3, 2, 1. Carry on my wayward son. They just like break into it.
Dude, it's great. Please go check it out. Guar singing Carry On My Wayward Son.
God.
Yeah, it was before. It was like a year or two before the lead singer died. I think it's a chick now. So she's
I've
the one like
them.
Shooting jizz into the
audience. I just
know
they're from Richmond.
Now. What?
They're from Richmond. That's all I know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they went to VCU.
Were they born on Trash Mountain?
No.
They were conceived there.
Well, no, they're from.
You can't be on top of Trash Mountain and not fuck.
When you look out over the whole, you know, park.
There's just so much romance being on that pile of. Use condoms and needles.
Right.
Diapers.
Coffee filters.
Smell of methane gas throughout right. The air. It just gets you right in the right mood for fucking.
Coffee filters virtually indistinguishable from used diapers.
Wait, your mom didn't use coffee filters for diapers?
That's what we used. No, that's what we used so you could see. We'd lightly use diapers on fire. It was like a candle to set the mood.
Just put it on the end of a stick like a torch.
You put it on the antenna of your car.
Yeah.
And then you just, now you have like a romantic thing. If you had a convertible, even better. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Convertible would be so much better.
So you can really bask in the aroma.
That's right.
Yeah. Who needs an air freshener when you got the hills?
It's really nice when that yellow ball in the sky gets low. It really sets the mood. You know?
The yellow ball in the sky.
I call it the scary roundy.
That's right.
Are you guys referencing something?
No.
No.
I just made it up. My God. But,
headline and you're a new man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm better than you.
How'd you feel? Like, did you feel like King Dick when walking around after your set?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
All like the local comics come up, man, you're so good.
I mean, it wasn't. These are all guys that I've done shows with before.
They drape the Ric Flair robe on them.
Yeah. One of us. One of us.
Rolex wearing jet flying. Woo! Matt Williams in the building.
Rolex wearing. You're like, this is a...
Punch him in the dick.
You're like this is a Casio.
That was
right?
Hilarious.
A Rolex. Yeah, but it's a calculator one.
You mean like John Candy?
That's right. I bet you've been on one of them planes and trains now.
Yeah, no, that's what we were saying.
I almost bought an automobile once.
I mean, I was on that plane that day. Plane so train. I was on the plane train plane earlier. Train. Shout out to John Jacobs, Josh Sanchez, and. Clark Brooks.
He's asleep by now.
Plane train. Yeah. He's at Pokey's right now.
John, no, I mean, like when he listens to this, he'll be asleep by now. No.
Of course. We lull him to sleep with our giggles and our yucks.
Oh, everybody just has nightmares about us.
I hope so.
I just hope one time he records himself listening to the episode and sends that to us.
They're just like, eh. That was great.
And then the snores.
Right, yeah, exactly. Just, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully he likes it. Yeah, how was the podcast without me, though?
Oh, it was the best one ever.
Fuck!
It was pretty good.
No, I was happy.
Yeah,
like,
take a peek in his room when you get home. You'll see the contract hanging up. He framed it. We actually, none of us have contracts, but he does somehow. I don't know.
Right.
It's,
yeah, somehow he got
MTV
a writer.
Stardom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His agent was here, sat right there. Randy Holden was sitting right there.
So he's
the
governor.
The name was MTV, though, so it's not really his contract.
That's true.
What?
We hired MTV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. The entirety of MTV.
Well, that's his name, so we hired MTV.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah, isn't that what he goes by?
I think so.
The token male host at Iberian
Rooster. Token male?
Yeah.
It is St. Pete, so they're a rare breed down there.
Yeah.
It's very progressive that they would let a man host a mic.
That's true.
Especially a straight white male.
I know. Well.
It's crazy.
All right. Questionably straight white male.
Yeah, how long was the episode? Like
hour and 43.
Good God, I haven't looked at it.
Yeah,
today.
He did the whole thing as
the whole
one.
Thing. Okay, man, that's a long fucking.
It's a
show.
Lot to digest.
Yeah, imagine having to write all the notes like I do for us to have no listeners.
No, but what happened to the UK and Sweden or whatever?
I don't know.
They still download.
Was it just one day in particular that we just blew up and then we faded into?
There was one day we had like 39 downloads in one day, and then like it kind of dropped, and then like the next day it's up to like 28. It's hit or miss. It's, I don't know, man. Who knows this shit? It's like why does shit go viral? It just does.
Tide goes in, tide goes out. Can't explain that.
I think the strategy is I'm just going to aggressively tweet Joe Rogan until he promotes it.
Right. What about Luis J. Gomez?
Yeah.
Like, he's the most...
Steve is like, I'm aiming the bar really high. Can right. you just get one of your like guests maybe to promote? Just try to get Jamie to do it. I'm like, Jamie, pull it up.
Have Josh Martin on Kill Tony talk about us.
Yeah, there you go.
I did hang out with him at Skankfest. I'll take that.
There you go. Set the bar.
Maybe
a
get
up.
A hold of Chris Heist since he's the new... Big dick on Kill Tony.
He was taken out of a bucket. He's not really...
Yeah, he is.
A random draw. Tony Hedges just sees him because Chris Heist fucking stands out.
If
any one of us went there, he wouldn't recognize us. But Chris Heist is pretty noticeable when you see him hanging out at the open mics. You're like... And like Tony even says it. He's like, he's either here to kill me or he's a comic. I don't know which one.
Yeah, and he did one joke.
Right. Yeah. But it was a good joke.
It was a good joke. But so, he had like another 30 seconds left.
Right. So dating's tough. That was the note somebody gave him.
What?
He said that Chris Heist, like, he looked like a homeless man.
Yeah. Oh, the note was, yeah, so.
Yeah, the note was like, you should open with, so dating's tough.
Yeah.
Because he looks like a crazy person, but he's
look at who was on there.
Brilliant.
I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But.
So, yeah, we just have to get as many people to do a shout-out as possible. And I don't know. Maybe we get this cross, Jonestown. Yeah, Good Morning Jonestown. Maybe if we can just get that feud going. Just get that fueling back
that
and forth. Oh, you'll know.
I don't think it's even a thing.
Like, once your mailbox explodes, you'll know.
Well, with all five of their fans?
Yeah, we'll just like
yeah,
we'll hype ourselves up on Reddit.
They have a Patreon. They've got like four, I think, on their Patreon.
They probably
don't
have
one yet.
Nearly a one-to-one overlap with us, and then we've got 50 more.
Right. Exactly. Shredding them.
Kids are trash.
Yeah, you hear that, Tony?
It's like your entire demographic is Matt Williams. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, you go, yeah, your episode's the only one that got downloaded.
Because Matt downloaded it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it.
No, so you said you were on the plane. Was it Spirit Air you flew?
Yeah, it was
on
Spirit.
You flew to Pensacola. It's like fucking 3 hours, isn't it?
His dad got him the ticket.
No, yeah, how long does it take to drive there?
6.5 hours.
Oh, shit, okay. I thought it was only like 2 hours away.
Getting out of the state.
Pensacola
fucking awful.
From here?
Yeah.
No, it's about seven. No, it's probably like 6.5 hours.
Oh, it's like so, 4 hours just to get out of the state driving.
Yeah, and then you have to go all the way west, basically.
Oh,
like,
shit, that's right. I thought you'd just go straight up 19. You'd be right there.
Go straight up your ass.
No, you're going into the ass, which is the basement. The belly of the beast.
Like no, actually, that is a thing that would happen. Like, the pipes would get backed up, so it's not like raw sewage.
Was like Iberian for a while.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of parallels between Iberian and back porch.
That good assy smell you want from your face.
That moldy assy smell.
Wait, so upstairs do they serve Portuguese food at the back porch? Like, the Days Inn.
It smells like an Alzheimer's ward in here.
Is that Ben Gay I hear? A smell?
It smells so bad you can hear.
Yeah, exactly. I can hear smells.
It's crossing senses.
I'm tasting colors.
I see dead kings. Yeah, pretty much. So,
you said there was an Eminem fan on the plane, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said Stan. He looked like Eminem. That's why, no, like Eminem in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, so there's a guy. Okay, so I went to the initial terminal at Tampa, and I looked around. I was at gate one and A1, excuse me. Look around. It goes from 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 3. And then there's an escalator with 2 and 1 and an arrow pointing down. What? So I go into another cave, like down and away from everybody.
The terminal?
Yeah, the
Did
terminal.
You load from the ground?
Airport?
Yeah, and,
you loaded from the ground, didn't you?
Is at Pensacola or is this at Tampa?
And Tampa.
There wasn't just like a person with like an eye patch, like some old wizened gypsy woman. It's like, you shouldn't be down here.
No, the lantern and shit shaking.
I actually had to cross the River Styx. I had to give a guy a penny or whatever.
Yeah. Answer my riddle to continue. And you're like, oh, God.
Answer me. These riddles three.
You had to pay the toll bridge.
Please put your boarding pass in my burlap sack of security.
You had to fight a bridge troll. That's what it is. Fought a bridge troll just with your bare hands.
Blind dog with three heads.
Wait, so did you load to the plane from the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
That's yeah, because it was like a 30-seater plane.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you had like one row that just had single seats, and then the next had like two or three seats in it. So
I kind of had something like that with Allegiant. Like when we were on Allegiant, we had to do the board from the ground shit.
Yeah.
Because the plane's just too small.
Yeah, and the like rows 1 through 5 had to get up and move to the back for the weight distribution to work.
What?
Yeah.
Did you buy this on fucking Groupon? What is this?
I think so.
Are you sure this was a plane you got on?
This is how much Matt's dad loves it.
Yeah.
He's like, I love you, budget.
He's like, I'll just try. No, no, I'm not giving you gas money. This is a lot cheaper. Look, you're going to go take this fucking floating boat or whatever.
Yeah, it was a seaplane. It was the Spruce Goose.
You got hijacked by Somalians.
For your birthday, an all-expenses-spared trip.
we had one stewardess, and they said, she's here for your safety.
Did they give you snacks?
No. No snacks.
No, no, the snacks. Is like,
she just stands up in the middle of the aisle and flicks a single pretzel at.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Like a little mini pretzel. Back?
It just throws one in the middle. She's like,
open your mouth.
Did you get your bag of peanut? One peanut in the bag.
It's one of those like gas station dill pickles. Like,
they gave you like a lifesaver mint. You can have this.
Yeah, can I have the whole pack?
It says Days Inn on it.
Yeah, it's expired. They gave us one of those like little tiny bottles of water. Just like, would you like a glass of ice? I'm like, no thanks. I can forego the ice.
Yeah.
Jack
Daniels, it's just moonshine.
So when I finally found, I was like, oh, the terminal's down here, away from the general public. I walked down there, and there was a guy just like passed out.
Oh yeah,
and
you're boarding with mongrels,
right?
You realize when you board from the they can't even afford the plane with a terminal.
Well, see, here's the two places that a terminal was going. Like A was going to Pensacola. Excuse me, A1 was going to Pensacola, A2 was going to Tallahassee.
Exactly.
Which, Not much better. Yeah, exactly. So
these are the people that leave Tampa to vacation in Pensacola.
Yeah.
No one's vacationing in Pensacola.
Oh, they are. That's how bad it is. No, just imagine this family of, like, gravy-drinking, roly-poly-looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, my parents are actually possums.
One set of dentures between all of them, and they just... Yeah. It's my turn to eat, Shelly.
It's Carry On's just a banjo.
Yeah.
Let me gum the T-bone.
They're all wearing overalls.
With the one strap busted. Oh, yeah.
No T-shirts under. They got the tan and everything. Like, yeah. These are the people vacationing in Pensacola.
Yeah, so
people
a guy
with rope belts.
Hey, man, he's ragging on your cord. So there's a guy, like, passed out, and they call for Tallahassee, and this woman walks over to this passed out guy and kicks something.
Exactly.
She's like, hey, they're boarding for Tallahassee. He's like, huh, okay, cool.
It's not even someone that works for the airline.
No,
is it? It's
it
just
was
another
not.
Person just
no,
kicks them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She was like, oh boy, my chance to go kicking.
Good Samaritan kick.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, but she
there's
like
no security down there. It's just fucking utter chaos.
Yeah, but she didn't.
It's Flight Club.
Yeah,
Flight Club.
Yeah. No one talks about Flight Club. That's right.
But she didn't lean into the kick.
They don't
though.
Sell soap. It's moonshine because none of them are clean.
We sell their own alcoholism back to them.
Yeah.
The girls, even their own tampons, like, curve to the side when they try and put them in. It's like, no, no.
I'm not going in there.
Oh, God.
Gross. It just melts as you try to put it in. You can cauterize a wound with that thing.
Like sizzling a steak.
She's looking at Matt across the terminal. You want a piece of this big boy? No!
I hope you brought some marshmallows.
Is that the shit that killed the mayor from Roger Rabbit?
The dip?
The dip, yeah.
Yeah, I melted my shoe.
Just put a pinky toe in.
The clit.
Yeah.
Why is it
the
green?
The clip is always same color. Yeah. No, yeah. But see, she didn't lean into the kick either to wake him up. Because, like, she did. She very consciously leaned back and just did the toe tap kick.
Yeah. Because she didn't want to catch anything.
Right. Exactly. She didn't want him to wake up and be like, where is it? Because he was obviously
she didn't
a
know
man.
He was a fast or a slow zombie.
Well, he could have rabies. And he just bites your foot, and then now you're fucked.
Like 28 days later, yeah. I was sleeping on that. But so the guy gets up. He's like, okay, thanks.
That's how it started on a tarmac in Pensacola.
I've seen warm bodies.
Right, yeah. And so I go to the bathroom. I come back, and everybody's gone. I was like, oh, shit, they called for Pensacola.
All eight people are boarded.
Yeah. No, I was in the bathroom, and they called for me. I was like, holy shit. It's not the type of plane that they put you on by groups, and they're like, all seating, all groups.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's why they called for you. They're like, we're missing the ninth guy. Where the fuck is this?
Yeah, he's checked in. He's here.
We need him to balance the weight out.
Instead
Find
of a tablet, they have a literal checklist.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It written in crayon. Backwards and shit.
It's on the back of a Denny's mat.
It's
there's like syrups for some reason.
It's a Chick-fil-A cow.
And then when that fucking stewardess is done doing her head count, she just like closes the door, but she's on the opposite side, just waving to you guys.
And she's a squirrel in a top hat.
It was a ruse the whole time.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
A beaver flying the plane.
Yeah, actually,
I'll get you yet, Professor McNutters.
Sounds like a Simpson reference.
Nope. Not this time.
I like it, though. He's got an evil beaver that he's after.
With that curly mustache.
The evil
you won this
was,
round again, Beaver.
The evil beaver was in the fucking terminal advertising the mat.
Asking, yeah, you want a piece of this?
Just kind of slapping its own ass with the fucking paddle tail.
It's got $2.
So the guy, I thought he, like, she's like, hey, you're leaving for Tallahassee. And he's like, okay, thanks. And he's on my plane. So, like, he didn't even know what plane he was trying to get
on.
So
he got on the wrong plane?
No. She was like, hey, Tallahassee's boarding. He's like, oh, thanks. Gets up, goes to get on the Tallahassee plane, and they're like, no, you're going to Pensacola. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Someone else knew what plane he was getting on.
He didn't even know where he was supposed to go?
No.
So he's just a drifter.
What, did he have, like, a note pinned to him? Send to Pensacola.
Except for he's spelled with a B.
He's a grown man, but he needed a chaperone on the plane.
It just keeps him calm if you spell it Bensacola, because his name's Ben. No, but when I got on the plane, he was already asleep again, and he didn't bring on a carry on, and he didn't.
He only stays awake for 4 minute intervals.
Right? Yeah.
He's got insulin pump with Dramamine.
Takeoff, flight, and landing. He didn't wake up. Like, he shifted around, but he never fully got up.
Did they wake him up when you got to Pensacola?
Once we stopped, he's like, oop.
It wasn't like the flight crew was just cleaning around him.
Right. It was like a loudest vacuum going right. on.
Yeah. Well, no, but he brought a neck pillow and a blanket. And I saw him
he was ready.
Yeah, well, I saw him outside, no baggage.
Well, that's where you want to be. You don't want to have any baggage.
That's right.
Yeah, this well, he's all baggage, though. He's
living that life.
He is the baggage.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's the dead weight you needed to balance that plane, is what you mean.
Right, exactly. They're like, how is it so heavy on this side?
That's why they're just sending the trash back to Pensacola.
Right, yeah. It was like Weekend at Bernie's if they made it very low budget, they didn't curse him with anything, and he just started rotting.
I just can't believe they literally made people move because of the balance of the plane.
Yeah. It was hilarious, too, because the first, like...
Who's making this call, by the way? Because I'm not going to trust just a stewardess. I'm like, bitch, do you know anything about physics? You're fucking throwing one pretzel into my mouth.
What if there was just, like, a really fat person, everyone else on the team was, like, Olympic athletes?
Right.
Like, do you put all of them
Wait,
on
so
one
I'd
side?
Get I'd get a whole side of the plane to myself?
Pretty much.
They're like, Dave, just you go to the back, Dave.
Right.
And I'm just the whole back like, of the plane.
You can
my bathroom now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sit on this side, but you're going to have to lean at a 45-degree angle the whole
time. They're like, just put one of your fucking legs, put one of your ham hocks on the other side of the plane.
Any couples here, sit on your laps. Sit on each other's laps across from this guy. Yeah, it was great because she said, okay,
Did they even do the, like, you know how they do the... Stewardess do like the or flight attendants do like the little announcements with the mat. Did they even do that? They're just
yes,
like
they did.
You know, you fuck it.
Pretty much. It was
they phoned it in.
Totally.
Here's your safety briefing. If you're on this plane, you probably kind of already want to die.
Right. So. Yeah. I think in the safety like the thing that was the voice coming over the loudspeaker, I'm pretty sure it said oxygen masks will be given to you. Mm. Not will automatically fall out of the top, but
so,
we'll,
so your life depends on someone coming around and handing you an oxygen.
And yeah, that was what I got from it.
And then proceeding to hook it up for you.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's like, and you'll be hooked plane, to the port. I was like, what port? There aren't any ports.
Is the stewardess is tumbling down the aisle.
just oxygen mask falling out.
She's like trying
like, straight out the back of the plane,
climbing back up on the back of the seats, like holding the armrest, trying to socket it.
Right. She gets knocked out cold, and you're like, "Well, I guess we don't get any masks, guys." She should have stayed buckled in her seat. The sign was on. She got to like fling them like a frisbee. Here, it's like in school when they hand you like 30 sheets. Take one and pass it behind you in the row.
Matt's like, I am taking my phone off airplane mode. I got to review this shit. If I'm going to die, you're going to
get a
bad
review. Help review.
1 star.
1 star. No oxygen. Why does this kid want to watch Lifetime movies?
He must have been one of those passengers.
You get it. I get it, Oprah. did the intercom work properly, or was it like a drive-through?
Sounded like a subway station.
Like an In-N-Out burger?
Yeah. That's how they always sound. We're going to be flying at 30,000 feet, so if you just want to kick your feet up and relax. Final destination is Pensacola, Florida, for some fucking reason. You're going there.
So if you're having a connecting flight, which I suggest all of you take.
If you're next to an emergency exit, which is every seat, probably.
Right. Yeah.
The connecting flight's like a water plane. Those planes in the... They're going to taxi over to fucking New Orleans.
I think the next plane was one of those that has like the banner behind it.
Because Pensacola's on the water, right? It's on the Gulf.
Pretty much, yeah.
Next flight's just a zip line.
Yes. Don't go too fast now. You end up in Alabama. You don't want to zip line over there. You don't want to go over there with them boys.
You're going to have to brave with your feet.
When you get if you do, bring your sister because she is a good bargaining chip.
Flintstone it.
I'm just being honest. It's Alabama. I've been to Huntsville. It's not pretty. Which is where, like, NASA is and shit, too.
Yeah.
Well, they used to have, like, a big, like, aerodynamic, like, space station thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And they would test, like, the space shuttles, like, aerodynamics and shit. And then they stopped doing that because NASA went away. So now, of course, guess who uses it? NASCAR to do testing on their fucking cars to see how aerodynamic they are.
They have to change a lot of letters.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fucking Alabama. Why wouldn't they, you know?
They're like, take down that A, put up the car.
They're like, about goddamn time they got rid of that fucking fruity-ass NASA over there and started using this thing like it was properly intended.
Stuff goes up, stuff comes down. I shot a bullet last week, still hasn't come back.
Now get Dale, get Junior in here, because I don't want to see his fucking aerodynamics. Some like redneck physicist.
Why go around the Earth when you can go round and round on Earth?
Like, exactly.
Y equals MX plus B. F equals MA.
Oh, man. I feel like this has all been Matt heavy because of the fact that he's such a headliner.
Yeah, I missed
now.
You guys, too.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, swinging dick.
Mm.
Got this one. Yeah, it quickly faded away.
Did you get the fuck the town whore?
Hey.
No, in Pensacola. Like you just,
if anybody's going to have sex with my sister, it's going to be me.
You just went to the nearest trailer park and be like, I just headlined Days In. I don't know if you're aware. Oh, tits are flying, boy. They're
right.
Flapping everywhere.
Down to the knees.
That's right.
Right.
You just hear.
Oh, I'm taking
turn
the
that Snoopy. Turn that Snoopy into a droopy. You know what I mean?
Ew. You hear the crinkle of really shitty aluminum blinds. It's like, y'all got meth?
No, they paid me in coke.
It's real nice that you do that funny shit like a good little queer, but you gotta do that meth.
I'm loving it because we're shitting all over Jonestown's fucking hometown.
And Matt's hometown.
And Matt's hometown. Well, Matt got out because he's, you know, educated.
Right. It's true.
You can,
he read a book.
That's
he read a book about traveling that he rented from the library.
So, good morning, Jonestown. Do they have as many listeners as they do teeth? Or how
no. Less.
Does their intro have a banjo in it?
But far more suicide than the actual Jonestown. It's kind of like the
right,
ring.
Now,
if you
now
listen
I'm starting
to it, you
to
kill
like
yourself.
It. Yeah, now I'm starting to like this. So.
How is it recorded? Just a single, like, fucking...
It's them screaming into a bucket.
It's a double wide now, so they got good acoustics.
Right.
I just assume some off-brand Ukrainian phone they put in the middle of the table.
This is Mr. Phone.
Speaking to the Sovtek.
Speaking to the Cyrocom cup with string attached.
Their episodes out. Their episodes come out monthly because they don't have computers. They have to record it on a reel to reel.
Right.
And then they have to send the tape down a laundry line.
We have to send tape to Huntsville
to aerodynamically produce this. That made no sense.
It's a literal lost episode, and it falls off because the clothespin snaps.
Fuck!
Did you get our cassette? No.
Like, Matt, what kind of mic's you using up there in Tampa?
They just put a tape that says Jonestown in the mailbox.
We got a mixer.
Take it to the internet.
We got a mixer with USB ports and XLR kit. What, XLR? Oh, you fancy.
That band's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw them headline at the fair.
They duct taped their cassettes to his like stray dog and just swat its ass and hope it gets there.
I would love to perform at a fair.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes. I want to follow Kansas because, you know, they perform at fairs.
Right.
So is their opening song, is it like a Kid Rock song?
Sure.
I am American Badass.
God. I just imagine a whole...
Bah, what the bah, the bang, the bang, David.
A whole crew of comics and just fucking... What do you call it? A Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah.
The denim...
Just all denim warriors all denim down now. There.
Denim warriors.
Up there.
What's up, Denim Dan? You look like the CEO. You look like the Canadian Levi? CEO of Levi Strauss. It's from Super Troopers.
They wrap their recording and head out to Arby's for some turnovers.
From some Bronco sauce.
That's right. They got them fancy jalapeno poppers down there with Bronco Berry Bucking sauce.
There you go, Bronco Berry Bucking sauce.
Mm-mm.
You would know that if you were on Good Morning Show. So.
We just have like the same two guests that are reoccurring. No, we're the hosts. Oh, okay.
Who owns this? Nobody owns it.
They probably like a sweet setup. Did you do the podcast when you were down there?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Exactly.
beef.
Just go in there and shit on them.
Yeah. We just show up one day, just start fighting.
Just
goes into a mic up there.
Yeah. This sucks. You suck. Why is that picture crooked? Fuck you. You live in a concentration camp.
What? Where,
why is your dog blind?
Are they like Pensacola, like, comedians?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have names?
David did air quotes over comedians.
Yeah. Just for the listener.
Right.
No, what I was going to ask is, what are they called, like, Pensacolians? Do they have, like, a nickname?
Oh, yeah, what are we called?
Are you Pensholes?
Instead of mass holes, because you're from Massachusetts. Yeah. Well, no, I'm asking because, like, I grew up in Virginia, and we had Pungo. The Pungo of Virginia,
Pungo.
It's called Pungo. It's on the border of, like...
fucking Hawaiian town? No,
it is a redneck town. It's on the border of, like, North Carolina. Like, I went to high school with kids from Pungo.
Yeah, Pungo, it's a good place to go surfing.
Yeah, no.
Coconut bras and all that.
Shaka bra.
That's what it sounds like.
I know.
But it's not.
Yeah. They don't have a pig roast.
They're
it's
all
your
rednecks,
sister.
Dude. In high school, we started at like 7 a.m.
It's a whole town of wayward Chinamen.
We were the club.
Big Trouble Little Pungo.
That's where the pumpkin patch was.
The pumpkin patch.
The only one.
We're going to go pick strawberries.
Yeah. We had a strawberry festival. It was in fucking Pungo. I'm dead serious. But
why the fuck
do they call it Pungo?
Well, I don't know why they call it. That's just the name of it. But what I'm saying
Pungo
is...
Pungo this way, Pungo that way.
I went to high school.
Pungo's the retarded guy from town.
Oh, he's the mayor.
Mm. Everything he does is like a horrible, horrible play on words.
So it's Donnie?
Yeah.
With a big fucking sloping brow.
Oh. Pungo.
But I went to school with these kids. So, like, they had to catch the bus because we were the closest high school, and it was so far from our high school. They had to catch a bus at, like, 5:45 in the morning to make it to school by 7. So we called them Pungolians.
Yeah. Pungolians.
And so we were like...
Is it like Pangolins? Like, did they have...
But, like, Virginia flirted with the idea of, like, putting a high school out there just so they can go to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, just so they can keep the inbreds.
You made a trailer?
Exactly. It's all portables.
Right, yeah.
So, Pungo...
It's near Blackwater.
Derives its name from a local Indian tribe, the Machi Pungo.
There you go.
A branch of the Chesapeake tribe.
Yep.
A branch. You get a fucking franchisee in your town.
Yeah, you got a strip mall for a fucking town.
I didn't live in Pungo. I lived in Virginia Beach. I lived in Virginia Beach.
You live close enough.
That's
you
why
live
we called them. That's why we called them Pungolians, because they were like a separate race because they're all like rednecks and shit.
There's no because it's an independent city. There's no individual census for the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just fucking farm.
These people literally don't count.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
They don't matter.
There's like, miles like, between houses.
I was like, that means you. There's no numbers associated with where they live.
If you want to get away with murder. I'd say the place to do is Pungo.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm not going to move the needle on the census.
Purge of Pungo 2019.
Pungo Purge. That was a strawberry festival. That's where us normals would come
is
in
that,
there.
So is that where, they, is that where your bouncer got the CBD strawberries?
Yeah.
No, those are supposed to be weed strawberries, allegedly.
Right.
But did you know about the Witch of Pungo, David?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Grace, Grace Sherwood?
Yep. And there's like a spaceship out there, too. Like a UFO.
Like in Men in Black?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's a house that some guy made, and it looks like a fucking UFO. But when you see it at night driving drunk, it's scary as shit.
She was taken to what is known as Witch Duck Point, tied crossbound and tossed into the river.
Yep.
But she managed to untie herself and swim to... So she's a witch.
Yeah, yeah. There's Witch Duck Road on Virginia.
I mean, that just...
Witch Deck Road?
It. Witch Duck.
Witch Dick?
Witch Dep?
Witch Dep? He just said Witch Duck Road is... Witch well, that's Dick. The name of the road, but it's after... Named
Witch
after
Duck
that.
Lives here.
Virginia Beach is old school, dude. You gotta realize we're like the first fucking colonialism people came over.
Nope, Pensacola.
No, what?
It's the first settlement.
Maybe in Florida.
Nope.
Florida wasn't even a goddamn state when we landed over here.
First settlement.
You're not a 13 colony.
By the Spanish.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yeah, but you guys weren't first either, so fuck you.
Well, that was Delaware.
You're goddamn right it was. The most important state.
That's why.
More like Delahoo.
It was like he accidentally coughed when they said, who wants to sign this? And they're like, oh, Delaware cough. You do it first.
It was a sniveling little supplicant just came up to the stand. He's like, yeah, of course. Of course I want to be owned by you guys.
Yeah. The first one to sign. It's freezing cold up there. Please don't send me back. And he, like, loves D.C.
Delaware's bitch mode Barry came up. He's just like, yeah, I would love it if I could just be under your rule.
Please. Please.
It's like, he can't sign this fast enough. He's, like, fighting other people.
Throwing elbows to get to the front. Give me that quill.
That's why they ask for your John Hancock, because he signed it the biggest. Fun facts with Davey Wayne. Those are the kind of dimes I would drop in between songs at karaoke if I was hosting it.
Davey Oki.
Does Dave Hines give that knowledge? Probably not.
Davey Oki.
Davey Oki. He doesn't.
You get three claps.
That's right. You get three slow claps after the song. Yeah. And then the clap.
Can't believe that one worked.
Oh, I don't know why. I'm tired. All right, man.
I guess so.
Don Jacobs killed me last night with
running the jewels the whole time.
Ken voice. Broke baby. Matt, and then like Matt's dying laughing, and then Jacob's like, "That's my roommate laughing the hardest." By the way,
shout
I'm
out.
Like, it's true.
Hey, Bobby, you're not from Malibu.
Yeah. Oh, what are you looking? Are you looking up? See, Virginia's so interesting. Steven is mesmerized. By
I'm
the,
looking up Delaware shit.
Oh, okay.
Why
Dover?
Because it's fast.
Cliffs up.
Dover and Wilmington. I think Wilmington's the biggest city in Delaware.
You're Wilmington.
But the capital isn't Wilmington.
What
it's
is
actually
it?
Dover.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Is that right, Steven?
What?
Exactly. I said...
I'm in the fucking zone.
I said a lot of people think right. Dover is the biggest city in Delaware. It's actually Wilmington. Dover's just the capital.
Are you reading it off
it's
my glasses?
Like,
no, that's, I just know this.
That sounds like Tallahassee.
Like I said, these are the knowledge nuggets I drop at Davey Oki. Okay.
Right.
Doesn't know who Rasputin is.
The B-52s.
I know
Daves.
The important things, all right?
Or the Dave 52s.
Let's get Dave with some Virginia facts.
What's some Dave Halen?
What do we got? The dogwood is a state tree.
What's the largest city?
Cardinal's
in
a state bird. The largest city in Virginia? Hmm. I'd say Richmond.
Didn't you say Hamburgerton? No.
It's not. Hold on. Give me a second.
Hamburgerton.
If it's not Richmond, Virginia Beach?
Confritter.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It had to be either Richmond or Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach is fucking
Oh,
huge.
Is this for Virginia? I thought you were still on Delaware.
No. Dogwood's the state tree. The Cardinal's the state bird. What else you want to know?
I see why you haven't been able to learn new facts. Your brain's just full of this shit.
It's dumb shit, yeah. I can quote fucking Saved by the Bell quotes from when I was a kid and remember that shit.
It's like me with The Simpsons and South Park.
Yeah.
Like, I would gladly... Like, if I traded, maybe like, 60% of this, I would have been a doctor, no problem.
Yeah, but our brains don't work like that. It sucks.
Nope.
Now you just got to keep that forever.
Now I just have to get on
there's
Facebook.
13, there's 13 tributaries from Virginia into the Chesapeake Bay.
Still dropping Virginia facts.
Yeah, what else you want to know? I don't remember them all. The
Rappahannock
River.
How many trash
Rappahannock
mountains are
River.
There?
What the fuck is this? The Chincoteague Pony Swim?
I've never heard of that. That's in Virginia Beach?
No.
They used to have donkey basketball.
Hey, y'all want to go down to the pony drowning?
Y'all want to watch these ponies die? Y'all like what happened to R-Tax and Neverending Story?
Well, they used to have donkey basketball. That's what I was excited about.
What are they doing this to these ponies? The annual pony swim in auction.
They have to sacrifice
of swimming in auction?
If it swims, it's a
feral
witch.
Feral Chincoteague ponies at the end of July is a unique local tradition.
Wait, we have wild...
is it now?
There's wild... I want to go to this, TNF.
Is this
are wild ponies running around?
No, they just basically force them through a rape through a river.
A rape?
What?
Through a rape, yes. They rape the ponies. They
well,
resurrect
that's after, yeah.
They resurrect Mr. Hands and they bring him in.
What's just a pony ain't gonna kill you? It's not a real horse.
Pony.
It's not a stallion. Yeah, oh, boy, you don't like want that. A stallion going inside you.
I'm a stallion.
I got to find out so much more about the Chincoteague pony race.
Where the fuck is that? I don't even know where that is. Is that a city?
Is this what our podcast has come to? Like, you start talking about Virginia, Steven starts looking up weird facts about it, then we just go down this weird rabbit hole of, like, animal abuse sanctioned by the state.
You got it.
Okay. I'm on board.
Well, we got plugs.
Plug you.
I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about.
I definitely want to watch this after this episode. They have the footage of the ponies swimming.
Oh, God. Is it like miniature ponies?
No, they're like pretty big.
They're pretty big. Pretty big ponies.
Quarter horse.
Oh, that's the life. That's the Coast Guard's there?
They have to make sure the pony doesn't drown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The pony swim shuttle. See, look at them go.
Huh, look at that.
I'm so intrigued by this now. You see, don't you want to move to Virginia? Like I said, number one state to raise your kids.
It's
kind of
like elephants can swim.
Well, Virginia Beach is the number one city, they said.
Why? Why are they making these ponies run
it's
in water?
It's tradition.
Yeah,
Steven, we got fucking Greeks who dive into water to get across in Tarpon Springs.
At least
Pangolinians must have did it.
At least the Greeks are agreeing to it.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Maybe that horse he's been groomed his whole life for that.
There's some actual horse whisperer. It's like, no, he wants this.
Yeah.
Right.
This feral pony. Please stop biting me.
I was like, well,
it's a sequestered Asquarian.
Actually, it's probably the mayor's son. Him and his
the mayor.
Douche, yeah, the mayor.
The mayor.
Damn it.
There it is. Walked into
the mayor's douchebag son was probably, him and his buddies were probably throwing rocks at ponies and they like ran into the river.
The mayor's
and the cop's like,
winning.
What the hell's this? And he's like, it's the pony crossing. Pony swim. They're like, really?
They like to swim. Yeah. All you have to do is you got to get behind them and chase and yell and throw rocks. Yeah. Just get some swimming. They just love swimming.
Yeah, look at that one. He's having so much fun. He's floating upside down.
He's doing a backstroke.
Yeah.
Pick up your Chincoteague throwing stars. Just got to wing them at the ponies. And they just love swimming.
Yeah.
We got to motivate this filly.
Look at the blood going across the water. It's happy blood.
Yeah.
Oh, she's becoming a woman.
Yeah. Get your Chincoteague M80s.
She's got guns full of blanks and they're just like blasting behind them.
What's the name of the city? What?
Chincoteague.
Chincoteague?
Don't look up the Chincoteague pony pull. That's way worse.
They do it from both ends.
Yeah. They
draw a
quarter horse. Yeah. They draw a quarter a quarter horse.
They do with Clydesdales.
Oh, God. Yeah, they use Clydesdale to. Oh, God. It's like. Oh,
no. God.
It's like somehow bad. Some kind of forced cannibalism. But they're not eating them.
Clydesdales looking at each other like, we doing this?
They blindfold them. They blindfold them so they don't know who's doing the pulling.
Yeah.
It's
just like, man, what? I want to go back to Busch Gardens.
Yeah, that's in Williamsburg. No. We're the dark Clydesdales.
The dark Clydesdales?
Yeah, the dark ones. Like the evil ones. Like the good ones get to go to Williamsburg where Busch Gardens is.
Okay.
There's the Busch Gardens in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And then the ones that are sadistic fucks after they get out of...
Oh, the ones that bite children.
Yes, those are the ones. Oh, we can't have you out there to be petted now. You got to go kill your own kind.
Like the kinds that are forced to swim across a river?
Yeah.
Yeah. How deep is the river, does it say?
I have no idea.
It's probably some tradition from like the fucking 1700s, and they just keep doing it.
Yeah, like I said, it was probably like a cruel prank. Then the sheriff was like, what the hell is this? It's like, it's a new tradition.
It's like, well, you guys got rid of tuberculosis. Like, yeah, but we're going to keep this.
Right, yeah.
Well, those other states, those other cities got they got Paul Revere's ride, and they got all these other things. We need something. Let's see if this pony can make it across the Choctaw River.
The witch said we can get rid of polio if we make these ponies.
It's not cruel if you strap a witch to the undercarriage of that pony.
She'll figure a way out.
The pony will just float across on the witch's sinewy wooden body.
Duck.
Like the scorpion and the frog.
Everyone knows witch's bones is holla.
Holla haunted. Jesus.
Oh, man. All right. Steven, close the laptop or exit out.
I can't close it.
He's so mesmerized by it, guys. He doesn't know what to do.
We're talking. We're having a
good time. If you close it, we're no better than the Jonestown boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those low-tech, low-fi.
Poor fucks using Flavor Aid, dude. I'd at least use Kool-Aid.
High-fiving when they're banging their cousins.
We're going to make Kool-Aid with Fiji water. We're better than you, Jonestown.
Fiji water.
Yeah. We're not using no Flavor Aid and tap water, you fucking poor pieces of shit.
Yeah, ours is going to have ice cubes in it.
That's right.
David, come on. Like, that's completely... You know they're using water that was just, like, collected in a puddle of
stagnant water.
Yeah.
Just shooing away mosquitoes.
Yeah. They're not even, like, sifting out the fucking larvae.
That's
like,
what it is.
Squiggling
around.
It's
a slow death. You get malaria from the stagnant water.
Either I could die now or bleed out my butt.
Yeah.
You think we can afford rat poison? Pence holes. We ain't got that.
All right. All y'all line up. You're getting a slingshot to the face.
Go down to the creek and get me some rocks.
If it's good enough for a pony.
Saw this thing in Virginia.
They don't even do that. They do the annual trailer park queen across the lake.
The queen drag across the lake.
Yeah, queen drag. Well, not the drag queen. Now we'll take them around here.
They just tug a Winnebago with like a fucking woman in a like one of those folding lawn chairs.
Yeah,
just on top of it with like a fucking tilted tiara. Like, yeah, I is the belle of the ball.
Howdy,
y'all.
She's.
It's just a bunch of people licking their lips and like just. Grinding their palms together.
Instead
like,
of just
boy.
Married, it's just like, just single. Her brother died.
Oh, my God.
Jedediah.
Got killed by the guy she was cheating with, his other brother.
You throw a cousin in there now. We got ourselves.
Friends close, enemies family closer. Family even closer.
Exactly.
The family closest. Inside.
Family's the closest.
Family inside. Gross.
You saved the butthole for your favorite. You can't go back there. That is Jim Bob's night. Entrance. That's not exit only. That's just exit only for you.
Jesse may just give me a sisterly pussy hug.
Ew.
Plant one on me.
She just came back from the airport trying to seduce that hobo in the terminal.
Whoa, the poison puss.
Yeah, Mr. Beaverton came back with the plane full of meat.
She's like, let me shower first. You know I like a little extra cheese on my
gross.
Taco. Don't you take no shower.
Gross.
Leave that stank on.
Yeah. I need some of that stank.
It's like an organic lab. You have to take off the lid and then just like waft the smell out your nose. Otherwise, you'll pass out.
She's got morning breath pussy.
Gross.
It's just like burps like one of those corpse flowers. Like a big green.
Like a centennial plant.
What is happening?
That's like we went off the rails.
Sounds like someone farted month old cum.
No, that's called a baby, Steve. I farted a 9 month old cum.
Gross.
No. That's a baby, Diane.
That was honestly the highlight. I want that as like a ringtone when Randy literally says cummed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I cummed my pants.
He's not doing this as a joke. Randy just says cummed.
That's just how he pronounces it. He couldn't say one. Oh, he tried to say something with the bullies, but he couldn't say it properly.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember what it was.
It's like bowling something.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Bullying.
Yeah, he was trying to say bullying, but he kept saying bullying.
It's like Ricky Hicken can't say boil. He said bowling. He's like, you have to bowl him first. Like, what, Ricky?
Is he from fucking Louisiana?
I don't know.
That's like a Cajun thing.
I guess.
I guarantee.
I guarantee. Oh, the Commodore. Your big old fat belly and suspenders.
Oh, that was the other thing that made me. When Randy's talking about people going to speed limit.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't say limit. I think he says lemon.
I thought he says limbit.
I heard lemon.
Lemon.
So was he going to speed lemon? He's crazy.
I always hear a B in it.
Where the fuck is he even from? They just show up out of nowhere
Randy's
one day.
Yeah, Ohio.
Are you sure about that?
That's what he told me. That's why him and Spike sound exactly the same.
Midwestern.
Do they?
No.
Oh. I was like, wait, I think I'm missing something.
Is it Ohio's Midwest, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Ooh.
Nailed it. All right, so we need to
wrap it up.
Do some plugs there or something.
Wrap.
What plugs you got, Davey Wayne?
I have none. Except in a couple weeks, we're going to do the crossover with... That's all I have. Is the show with Stand Down Deo or whatever?
Oh, that's not a couple of weeks. That's next week.
Oh, that's what I meant.
It's October 11th.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Shit.
The day after this, people.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
I can't wait. Oh, yeah, because today is Wednesday.
Yeah, so tune in.
Yeah, we're not. I mean,
yeah.
Today's a random day of the week. That's not in the middle.
Well, we're going to be on Open Mic Live.
With humping.
So if you can't get enough of us pre-recorded, now you get to watch us on Open Mic Live.
Yeah, we'll do all sorts of games and
so
shit.
So tomorrow, tune in on Open Mic Live on Facebook and watch us. That'll be fun.
Make on the Internet Radio out. Network.
Yep.
Yeah.
IRN.
They plug all the fucking places there. I just watch them on Facebook Live. If you look for Open Mic Live on Facebook, it's the only thing named Open. And it's spelled Mike like Mike, like the person.
The name, M-I-K-E. Right.
Oh.
And live is spelled
that's clever.
Live is spelled like live. L-I-V-E.
And it's not L-A-V like Steven's daughter?
No.
Oh.
Like your daughter?
I want to put animal crackers across your tummy.
Watches the gazelle grazes across the plains. I've watched that movie so many times.
Ew.
I can quote it. See, this is the problem.
All right, what you got, Maddie?
I've got... Parish. The 13th.
See if there are any donkeys down there, or horses. We can recreate the Parish River Ram Rapids.
Parish River Ram?
Yeah. Yeah, they do a ram down there in Parish.
So they're flying a bunch of goats.
Yeah.
They just drop them into a lake.
No, you just,
hey, look, one survived.
You just push Danny Gerlach down a hill into them.
Night's not over until you wrestle a goat, Dan. You know the goddamn rules.
There's no wrestling. He's bowling. He's bowling for goats.
Bowling for Gerlach.
I remember that documentary.
And that band.
Bowling for Goats? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at you
guys. There was a song called 1985. It was great.
It was called 1980 Dave.
1985.
God damn it.
Even better.
Well, I quit.
And
I'm joining Jonestown's podcast.
I swear to God.
You'll have to live in Pensacola.
No, just Skype me in. I'm not fucking going there.
Right.
I'll
explain to them how to set up Skype.
What's Skippy?
You got to get that computer book. You mean the Lappy Toppy?
Yes.
The Lappy Toppy.
Let me just fire up my Tandy.
Me and Mr. Face Shine.
Keep running, Dale. I need you to power this thing. He's on a fucking treadmill. That's their energy source.
Right, yeah. Of course.
I had to expel it out. I lost it now. I ruined it.
Hand cranked down by the river.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to host for Side Splitters October 28th for Ken Miller.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah,
Orlando's baby.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, not in Orlando.
No.
Most of the other
Ken
boy.
Miller's the Orlando's baby. Well, actually, it's probably like Uncle. I guess Preacher would be the baby.
Speaking of Side Splitters, if you want to watch a real show on the 13th, you can come watch me. It's for Louis J. Gomez. I'm just kidding.
Shit.
Yeah, if you're too far from either of them, just go to the other one. Just go watch Matt or go watch me.
Is it the same? Wait, is it Sunday?
Saturday.
13th, Matt's doing his. I'm also doing mine. But I'll also be there on the 14th, so if you miss me on the 13th.
There it is.
You don't got to miss me.
What's the 14th for?
Same Louis thing. J. Gomez.
You're doing it both nights?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
So it means to get
I thought
weekend.
It was just one.
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Yeah, good job, Steven.
And 14th is the one we're going to try to get him on Sunday, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to try.
That's right. Well, yeah, you got to crush Saturday and sweet talk him a little bit.
No, what I'm going to do is
throw piss
we'll
at
talk
his
about
face.
This off here.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Okay. We got to grease the wheel some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so either go see me, go see Maddie.
It's like, how do you feel about drowning ponies?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to... We might have to rehash that if we have Lewis on. I think he's going to have some things to say about drowning ponies.
Sweet.
I'll drown some ponies, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'll drown ponies in piss.
Your piss.
I'll fill up a kiddie pool.
Is it pretty good, David?
Huh?
The impression?
Yeah, it's not bad. That's the thing, though.
Fuck you, bro. I'll piss on some ponies.
But see, that's what I'm scared of. Like, even if we somehow magically talk him into doing this shit, he's going to be like, guys, don't do my voice at all. I'm going to be like, well, we don't even want you on now, Lewis. It's no fun.
Yeah. I practiced for 3 to 4 minutes on this.
Yeah, I looked myself in the mirror in the bathroom for 10 minutes straight trying to nail this.
I want to learn about him, but at the same time, I don't, just so I can get completely blindsided by this man.
Yeah, learning about him is not going to help you.
Imagine all of like the crazy Tampa Bay comedy scene comics mixed together.
Okay.
And Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
On top of that.
Right.
He's like a ball of fury.
Sweet. So I should fight him.
Oh, there's no should. It's going to happen. He's fighting one of us. Yeah. It's like wherever he goes, he fights somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subway train, whatever comedy club he's at, or any town he goes to.
Delis.
Fights him.
Delis.
Every plane he takes.
Every step he makes.
Yeah, every 7-Eleven he goes to.
Every maternity ward.
That's right. I'll punch a baby. I don't give a fuck.
I'll be watching. I'll be watching, Dave.
I'm going to punch a white baby. I'm going to punch a brown baby.
Baby, look at me with some sort of fucking attitude. I'm not going to put up with that shit. Take this baby to Ellis Mania.
Baby on board, baby not on board.
Man. I ground pound that baby, bro.
Don't forget, guys, you can also bet on this fight on BetDSI. Who's going to win, Luis J. Gomez or the baby?
I've been shadow boxing babies for 3 years.
All right, we better stop. We better stop.
Yeah.
We got to go, guys.
We're going to get sued.
Bye, guys.